Good morning. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today joining us in studio is Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care. Jennifer, how are you doing as we get between the two big holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas? A lot going on, I know.
There's always a lot going on, and we're doing really well over at Elder Care. Hopefully everyone who's listening had a wonderful Thanksgiving, safe Thanksgiving, and that everyone's getting ready for the holidays. And you know, I feel like everyone's like half and half. Some people are really excited for the holidays, and some people are just already kind of ready to move on into the next year.
Yeah, when's Valentine's Day?
Yeah, can we get to Easter?
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. But we're doing really well, actually, today. We're going to put up our Christmas tree in our lobby. I know we don't have a lot of visitors right now, and we don't, you know, we have a lot of patients coming in, so hopefully we'll spread a little joy at our own place. We're trying to embrace what's going on and understand that, you know, you can't control 100% what's going on, but you can control being happy and joyful. So,
you sure can. Yeah. You sure can. You know, you had a real neat thing this fall for flu shots, drive-by flu shootings, or shots, I guess it was.
Yes.
And the drive-thru really got a lot of people taken care of. How successful was it for Elder Care?
Yeah. Now, we had a very great flu shot season for sure. So we gave out just about the same number of flu shots that we do every year. And yet, we were a little nervous because we didn't have our normal routine. And so we're really thankful that we've been able to provide a little over 1,200 flu vaccines for our community. If you have not gotten your flu shot yet, or if you're listening and you haven't, just know that Elder Care still has some flu vaccine. If you're still looking, if you are maybe someone who has still been torn about getting a flu shot and you're over 65 and you decide, okay, maybe I really should still get it, you can. We still have a few doses of the high vaccine left and then some of the regular vaccine. So if you're looking for a flu shot, we still have some. You just give us a call and we'll let you know kind of how we can walk through that process. But we're so gracious to our community who has just gone with the flow with us. Understand that we're trying to take things very seriously, very cautious, very slow pace for what we're doing. Everyone we serve is so important to us, those families, those clients, and everyone's just been kind at understanding that we had to change a couple things, and no one always likes them, but been very gracious, so we're thankful for that for sure.
You know, our community has been very, very patient with this, and there have been some communities that fly off the handle one way or the other. But we're going along to get along here in the Washington County area. And for the most part, I think people understand the changes that are necessary, especially when it comes to our vulnerable populations, like our elderly.
Yes.
And we want them around for next Christmas. We want them around for a few more, as many as possible, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people have really taken that into consideration, including Elder Care, because these are the people that are not only your clients, but your friends.
They're our family, for sure. And so we've been very blessed. You know, things could have gone much worse in 2020, and we have just had the support of our board and our community and our staff behind us to be able to do what we can. In fact, we did something a little different this year with our annual appeal. So every year, you know, we send out a letter to people on our mailing list or people in the community that say, hey, would you like to give at the end of the year to Elder Care? You know, individual contributions are one of the largest ways that we fund our programming, individuals giving. But this year we thought, let's do something a little different. So we sent out a little mailer to everyone that said, what did we do in 2020? How did we adjust? How did our programs continue to run? And so if you're not on our mailing list and you didn't get this little great brochure, I have one here. They're very beautiful and colorful. You can just go on our website and download it. So if you want a kind of a snapshot of who we are, who we serve, any of that, go to our website and you can ask to download the PDF and see it yourself. And we'd love for you to kind of see who we are as a whole, who we serve, how we adjusted this year.
Yes.
And so I think it's a wonderful resource. If you've never been to our website, it's www.abouteldercare.org. You would go to the donate page, but when you go there, it will say, do you want to see this appeal? Or we call it an annual report. You can pull, you know, download it and see it. But I think what I love about it is it really shows we serve 10 different counties in Oklahoma. Yes, primarily Washington County, that's for sure. But there are rural counties we also serve because there's a lot of seniors who don't have services like we do. So we can go out to those counties and maybe visit them in home and help with those things. We also serve over 305 families under the poverty level every single month. So these are very vulnerable families that without a little help, a little assistance, might slip through the cracks, might not get the same things that they need to age the way they want to age or to get the medical care that they may need to help. Mm-hmm. And so this little brochure that we made kind of explains who do we serve? We serve such a wide range of people and we're so thrilled to be able to share it. So I wanted to kind of talk about that. Download this thing off of our website, or if you can't do that, if you're not super tech savvy, that's okay. Give us a call. Ask for Jennifer. I'll mail you one. I don't have a problem with that. I will mail you one if you'd rather one come to your home. But I think we wanted to show the community, who are we? Who are we and how we still continue mm-hmm. to stand in 2020? And we're just really thrilled about it. So
the way that elder care has been able to pivot, to change, to adapt, and even in a lot of cases surpass expectation along with all the changes. It's just been remarkable.
Yes. Our staff have been so gracious. And I think any business or any nonprofit organization would say if it wasn't for their staff's commitment and dedication and willingness to change and be flexible, those services wouldn't be available mm-hmm. because it's the people who run them and that care about our community that make us successful. So there are 72 employees at Elder Care Ooh. And each one of them have worked and dedicated themselves mm-hmm. this year to making sure that even though it was different and it felt uncomfortable for us and we don't like video conferencing or we don't like wearing a mask in our building or well, it doesn't matter your opinion. They came together, they were dedicated, and we have been really successful this year. And so if you know somebody who works at Elder Care, you should give them a high five in the air, of course, and thank them because it's our employees who've really driven us forward. Yeah. It's our clients who have stuck with us and understood we're doing the best we can. And we are so thankful in this year. And I think that's probably the most important thing that we've realized is that mm-hmm. we live in a great community, and we're very thankful for the support of everyone involved.
How is Doctor doing? He's got the
office right there. Dr. Gerald, he's awesome. He's doing really well. Mm-hmm. He's continued to see patients for this whole year. And so we're back to, you know, kind of more of a normal office schedule, things like that. So
but with safety.
With safety, of course. You know, if you walk in our building, if you've ever been in there, it looks different. We have a nice piece of plexiglass as well. We have somebody checking in and making sure that you're supposed to be there, taking temperatures. We don't have a lot of just walk-in visitors anymore. That's unusual for us. We're not used to it, but mm-hmm. we're just doing what we can. Our daybreak program is up and running. Oh, they're good. Doing really well. Good. And so we've been able to continue to serve those who really need that critical care at a smaller number of people, but we've been able to do that for sure.
I have some very good news.
What's that?
For everyone. If folks didn't catch the newscast a little bit ago, I just got off the phone with Senator James Lankford, and he said that Oklahoma will be receiving their first batch of COVID-19 vaccine doses.
Wow.
And that we'll be getting those sometime next week.
That's amazing.
And I've spoken with some folks with emergency management mm-hmm. here in Washington County. And a little bit later today, they'll have a clearer picture on how that distribution will look and what we can expect. But there's a glimmer of hope there. We do know that healthcare workers will be mm-hmm. Getting the vaccines first, mm-hmm. followed by
seniors.
Our most vulnerable are seniors. That part we do know, mm-hmm. but just when, how it's going to take place, just stay right here. We'll give you more details. But you know something? It's been a rough year, but I just wanted to share that little glimmer of hope with you.
Absolutely. And we've had a lot of calls that says, hey, are you going to give the COVID vaccine? And we keep saying, we don't know. we are willing to be an authorized facility, but there's uh-huh. a lot of things involved in a new vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so We are on edge like everyone else is to say, okay, where are we? What information do we need to have?
It's there. It's coming. Now we just have to figure out how to make sure it gets distributed properly.
And we just have to be patient.
Yeah.
Just like we've done this entire year.
Yeah.
I will say that this is the time of the year that I'm sure people are very used to hearing. You know, we just got over Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the holiday spirit. But if you are thinking, how can I best benefit elder care? How can I help in the when in our cause and our services? If you are led to donate, again, individual contributions are the one of the biggest mm-hmm. ways that we continue to fund our services. So you can give online, or you can send a check or call us. But if you feel led, we do take donations. We want people to know that. If you're thinking, how can I do things differently? I know a lot of individuals like, I can't really send a gift to my family. Well, mm-hmm. you can donate in their name if you would like to. But we would just encourage you that if you're interested in learning about how you can come and be a partner with us, you can visit our website or give us a call as well. And outside of that, if you are a caregiver, and we know that 2020 has put a lot of extra weight on caregivers this year.
Yep.
If you need support, if you're struggling, this time of the year, it gets a little harder for caregivers. If you're maybe helping a parent who's getting a little older, or maybe you are helping your spouse who needs a little additional help at home, it gets a little harder around the holidays. Everyone's a little sad this year. Weather makes you want to stay inside more, so it's harder to get out and maybe get groceries mm-hmm. or do things. But if you need support, even if it's just to talk to someone, we are here for you. We are here for families and those in our community that are aging. And so if you are finding that you're maybe hitting a roadblock or a need, just know that we're here for you. And you can call and we can help you figure out what your next step is. Maybe it's a little short-term respite care during the holidays, or maybe it's a little help in the home for 2021 because you were, you know, at the end and you're like, you know what, I'm really tired of doing my own grocery shopping, so I'm going to do something. Or I'm tired of, you know, this, or I can't do it. I thought I could, and I've noticed in 2020 that my what I can do has changed a little bit. We're here to support you and your family, and we want you to know that we may not do it. We may not be the right provider or service for you, but we can point you in the right direction, and we want you to have a really happy holiday, and let us help you if you're there.
Give us the connection points. What's the website?
It is www.abouteldercare.org.
And how's that phone working?
It is 918-336-8500. And if you are in the neighborhood and you need to stop by, we're not going to turn you away. So you can still do that over by Swan Drive, right next to Walmart. You know where we are.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. You've been listening to our Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Maybe this